The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hey guys, you're right, Rob Terry here, Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, or depending again on what you're doing, whether or not you're watching it on the YouTube channel, because I know some of you guys do watch on the YouTube channel rather than actually the Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, and obviously anyone on the podcast, hello, everyone on the channel, hello. So today, I'm going to talk about surrounding yourself with smart people. Now, there's loads of sort of stuff out there about who you hang around with and all this business. Now, most people in business, not just entrepreneurs, people in business, pretty much everyone I speak to in business, they understand that, and they're 100% behind it, that you cannot and will not succeed in business alone, by yourself, that is. You will to a certain degree, but if you want to get to a certain size of business, obviously the bigger the business grows, the more help you need, the more people you need, and there's a lot of this about, you know, the five people you surround yourself with and hang around with the most are the ones that have the biggest influence on you and that kind of thing. So it kind of drags you up to the same sort of level as them. So, but pretty much everybody you speak to in business will agree that, you know, there is no such thing as self-made. Self-made is a pretty much a lie, a bit of a fallacy, whatever. Nobody is self-made. I mean, it's like me. Got a business partner that I've done it with, and likewise, we've got a team of people behind us. Now, you know, you can achieve much more, and you can achieve it a lot faster by having the right people on your side. So, like I say, there's this thing out there that, sort of, that pretty much is a renowned thing that everyone says that, you know, you are the product of the five people you hang around with the most. So, that's why in business it's really key to make sure you've got the right people batting on your side. Now, there can be a number of different reasons for it, but and there can be a number of different ways of doing it. Now, some people, you know, you can obviously the five people you hang around the most. You want to. It's no good hanging around with people where you're the top of the pile. Yeah, you want to be with people hanging around with people that are above you, that are bigger than you. So it's that the age old thing that the rising tide lifts all ships. So you want to make sure that you've got people that are on your side. These five people that you're, you know, that supposedly you're going to be the product of. You want to make sure that they are, either their business or whatever, they are to a higher standard than what you are. So it makes you lift up and you rise to their sort of level. Now, there's a few different ways you can do it. Obviously, you can employ a business mentor. So obviously, if again, it doesn't necessarily have to be in your field, but again, they want to be bigger in business, that kind of thing, and be able to help you out. I mean, in terms of mentoring, yes, it's better if you can have somebody that is aligned with what you do, that kind of thing. But again, obviously, you're trying to, you know, you want somebody that's bigger. It's no point in you having a mentor that's got a smaller business than you. Something just falling over there. Smaller business than you, and is not the same sort of level as you, is a lower level than you. And it sounds a bit mercenary and a bit harsh, because they may still have some good content that they can give to you, but you actually want to be, you want to have that mentor at a higher standard. So if you're, you know, if your sort of business is turning over a few million, you want somebody that's turning over 15, 20 million to be mentoring you, preferably in the same sort of business or an aligned kind of business that you're in. So it drags you up to that level. Likewise, if you're in a small business, you're sort of a one-man band, and you know, you turn over 20, 30, 40 grand a year, you want to be somebody, have somebody as your mentor that's sort of running the business that's turned over a sort of couple of million, 3-4 million a year. So it drags you and lifts you up to their level as well. So that's one way of getting somebody on your side that's going to be part of it. And this personally, and this is my personal favorite, and that is to join a mastermind group. Now, we all know what a mastermind group is, how it works. It's a group of business people all sitting around the table, chat mouse rules, all that malarkey. And you all sit, you talk, you discuss your problems, you learn from them vicariously, they learn from you and that kind of thing. But what you want to try and do is get yourself into the biggest group possible. When I say biggest group possible, and I mean the people that are up there, you don't want to be the biggest business or at the highest level within that group, because everyone else is going to drag up to your level and they'll be snapping on your heels, but you're not going to have nowhere to go. You're sort of at your ceiling in that group. So if you're joining a mastermind group, try and find and get into one where you are pretty much the minnow in the lake, so to speak, so that it gives you that opportunity to grow and drag you up from the from everybody else's learnings and that kind of thing. Now, for me personally, that is a much better way of doing it, because you're getting, and you want to be in a mastermind, 6 people, 10 people, maybe 12 people, where, and face-to-face, I think it's much better face-to-face, because there's all these online mastermind groups and that kind of thing, where there's 200 people in there, and it's kind of just generic, and, you know, there's all sorts of different ones going on. But for me, half a dozen people, sort of 12 absolute maximum, 6 minimum, 12 maximum, is the best thing, because you've got 6 other people there with a mentor. It's just one person, one person's input, one person's focus, whereas if you're in a mastermind group, there's a dozen different people there, all with absolutely cracking businesses. You know, like I say, you want to be aiming for the big boys. You want to be the smallest minnow in that lake of what is the mastermind group. And then what that does is, obviously, you've got 12 different people to learn from, and there'll be a complete mix of different businesses, but you will have such a massive amount of vicarious learning that you can do. And you know, you're really hanging on the coat sleeves of the giants out there with these guys in the room. So that's a great way, and I personally think that is probably the best way of doing it, because obviously you've got your half dozen people in that one place that you're hanging around with and that kind of thing. So now the other way of doing it is for you to actually hire the team. Now, if you're fortunate to be in a position where you can hire people, you obviously hire people for your business that are obviously really great guys, that kind of thing, and at the top of their game, so that it forces you to bring them up. I mean, all of these things, you want to be the minnow in the pond, like I say, you want to be the smaller person, but do not be frightened of it, because at the end of the day, that's what you're striving for. And most of these guys, they've gone through the processes that you have. You know, these 5 people that you're supposed to be the product of, that are, you know, you're surrounding yourself with them, they're going to have gone through the same sort of worries, fears, because let's be honest, you don't want to walk into a room thinking, I am the smallest business here, I'm a bit of a minnow, blah, blah, blah. But that is actually a great thing. It's not a bad thing at all. It's a good thing. It's what you want to be looking for and what you want to be focusing on. Now, for that reason, as soon as you're in that room, it's going to be daunting. So, you know, do the usual things, take your time, do it. But likewise, with hiring the team, hire the best people you can afford to hire at the time. It's no good hiring people that, you know, it's like hiring a bookkeeper or an accountant that's only used to dealing with one-man bands when you're a multi-million pound turnover. It's not going to do your business any good at all. You've got to make sure you're hiring people that are minimum at least as good as you. Preferably, you want them to be a level or two above you, so it then forces you and makes you, and you drag yourself up to reach their level to ensure that you're hitting their level. So you want to keep them obviously employed, keep them interested, that kind of thing. So you need to employ them people that are a level or two above what you actually want, or where you actually are now, so that it gets you and lifts you up. Now, I mean, there's so many times that you hear, and it is such a powerful thing, these 5 people you hang around with, when you think about it. I mean, how many times do you hear people turn around and say, oh yeah, such and such, we knew him when he was at school, but he got in with a bad bunch. Well, obviously, the people that he's hanging around with, or that person's hanging around with, the bad bunch, as it were, they are obviously having an impact on that person. So it's obviously true in the way it works that, you know, these 5 people, or the whatever it may be. Now, the beauty of it is, in this day and age, is that you don't just have to, it doesn't have to be physical. You don't have to physically be in the same room as people to hang around with them. You can get yourself into Facebook groups, for example. And you can engage with a lot of people. I mean, there's people with Facebook groups like Rob Moore, massively successful in business, that kind of thing, and property. He's got his disruptive entrepreneur things. You can go in there and you can hang out with some real big boys, even Rob Moore himself. So it forces you to drag yourself up to that sort of level, and you're trying to attain the sort of level that these people have reached and achieved. And, you know, it's the people that you're hanging around with, if they're always negative, and they're always down on themselves and that kind of thing, these 4 or 5 people, you know, you can't expect to be positive in life if you're hanging around with people that are always negative and that kind of thing. So you've got to look at the people that you are hanging around with. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying just jettison all your friends, get rid of all your friends, because they're not good for you. But, you know, try and separate that. if that's your private life, try and keep it separated to your business life. And in business, you want to be aiming for and hanging around with the best people that you can. Now, whether that means hiring people or joining a mastermind group, paying for a mentor, any of those things, or, I mean, there's a lot of people, you go out and you do your networking, and even at these networking events, you can hang around with some real big hitters. I mean, depending on what networking events you're going to, that it will depend on the caliber of people. Again, you want to be aiming for a higher caliber of people. So if for example, your business turned over a few million pounds, you may not necessarily want to be going to some of the smaller local networks, the ABC networks or things like that, where there's sort of smaller businesses there. You don't want to be the big fish in the pond. You want to be the minnow in the pond. So, I mean, we do a couple of networking events up in London where we attend, and we are literally Nationwide Ventilation. The ventilation business we've got is literally an absolute bloody minnow. It's a pin speck compared to the rest of some of the companies there. I mean, you've got people there from Mighty Construction and things like that, all the real massive builders and places, but you pick up work from them. But again, you're associating yourself with that bigger business, and that forces you to drive and lift your business up. Like I say, it's the case of the rising tide lifts all ships. And I think it was the guy Jim Rohn, sort of fairly famous, renowned businessman, personal development coach, guru, whatever you want to call it, said that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And so obviously that is what we're talking about now. So that's what you've got to aim for, to look at the people and assess the people. I'm not saying just jettison all your friends, like I say, but look at the people critically and say, have I got the best fit of people around me for driving my business forwards and lifting me up and being positive about it? Like I say, if you've got a room full of negative people, you're going to end up going with the negative people. You're going to start becoming negative yourself. So you want to be going for positive people. You want to be people that are in bigger businesses than you, that to try and lift you up. Yep, keep your friends, keep them private, keep that private side of it to your friendship circles rather than your actual business circles. So like I say, guys, we've started, it's one thing we've kind of learned sort of the hard way, but we're starting to associate ourselves here now more with people that are larger than us, bigger business, because we always thought, yeah, great, I want to be the biggest person in the room, I want to be the real I am, the real go-to person. Trust me, you fucking don't, because you're not going to grow. Everyone's going to come up to your level. You know, they're going to hang around. They're going to want to hang around for you for the same reasons that I'm saying, because they want to get up to your level. So you've got to be looking to do the same back. You've got to be looking to finding people that are bigger businesses, whether it doesn't necessarily have to be businesses. It could be in any field. It could be, you know, you whatever it may be. But you just want to look for people that are bigger and better than what you are in what you're doing, so that you're forced then to drag yourself up to the same level as them. And trust me, it will work. So that's it really, guys. Just saying, just think about the people you're hanging around with, associating. Like I say, not just in face-to-face, but online and that kind of place as well. See, like I say, the Facebook groups, you can go out there and you can join these groups and you can get yourself into a real good caliber of people. LinkedIn as well is another one where you can associate yourself with great people that will force you to drag yourself up to their level. So think about it, guys. Try it for a while and see what happens. You know, start trying to seek out people that are much above your caliber and try to associate yourself and work with them and hang, not just hang around with them, don't say be my friend, that kind of thing, but you know, it's just so that you're having the discussions with them, and you know, it will naturally force you to lift yourself up to their level, guys. So hopefully that's been of help to you. If it has, fantastic. Again, if I'm talking crap, please let me know, drop me a line or whatever. If you think there's something better I should be talking about in terms of this kind of thing, let me know and we'll address it and we'll see where we can go from there, guys. Right, have a good weekend, because it's Friday again as usual. Normally try and record on a Friday, so we'll leave you all to it, guys. Have a good weekend and we'll catch up with you soon. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Remember, folks, stay humble and let your success talk for you.
See you later. I think we have to go.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.